House of the Air and our sponsors present a story of suspense and mystery. Each week at this hour, we invade your living rooms, provided your radio holds up, and bring you exciting stories of the strange and unusual. Dark and compelling yearns culled from the four corners of the world, bringing murder back into the home where it belongs. Tonight, we present a tale immortalized on the celluloid by the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock, The Lodger.
Robert, how about this Avenger person? You know, he could be the person standing next to you, or maybe the man you bump into. It's a terrible thought.
Yes, if only the police had something to go on. It looks like the Avenger is just too quick for them.
But look here. It says this girl he got last night was like all the others. Pretty, blonde, and she had just come from the music hall. Exactly like the rest of his victims. And let's see. Described by her friend as a very light-hearted girl. Oh, what a pity.
Ellen, did you ever stop to think who fits that to a T? In fact, fits all those girls' descriptions perfectly. Our own Daisy.
Oh, that's a pretty thought, Robert. Well, maybe it's a good thing she's with her aunt instead of here. London isn't a safe place for any girl right now.
Just the same, I can't help thinking how fine it would be to have her here with us.
Well, there's no sense in even talking about it. We just can't afford it.
Oh, I know that, Ellen. But I hoped we could manage it some way.
How? I haven't even skimped myself half crazy trying to keep us going. But you don't care about that, do you? No, your Daisy's more important to you than I am.
Now, Ellen, that doesn't sound like you.
Well, I can't help it if I don't. What are we going to do?
We'll get along, dear. Something will turn up.
We haven't had a lodger for months. Nobody even comes to look at the room anymore.
Things will work out, my love.
They ain't never gonna work out. Soon enough, we won't even have a roof over our heads. Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. I didn't mean to go on so...
Oh, I know you didn't, dear. It's all right.
I didn't think. It's just that I've been so worried.
Don't you go on worrying another second, old girl. Why, first thing you know, we won't be pretty anymore. You'll have your face all wrinkled and...
Now, see here.
Come on. See a smile. Just one smile.
Oh, let me alone. Oh! Well, who do you suppose that could be?
Awful late for visitors.
Robert, do you think it should be somebody looking for a room?
Well, it might be.
Oh, I wish it were. Then you could have your Daisy back.
You want me to go to the door?
No, I'll go. You just stay here.
Well, all right. Now be sure and get a good look of him before you let him in, dear.
Oh, I'm coming. Good evening, sir.
I saw your sign. Says you have a room to rent?
Yes, sir, yes. Please, won't you come in?
Thank you.
It's a horrid night out there, isn't it? Coming down in sheets? Might I take your cape, sir?
No, thank you. Now, I'm looking for a quiet room. It must be very quiet.
Oh, we have that, sir. Just that. Above all, our house is quiet.
Fine.
Your bag, sir. May I take it?
I'll hold it.
Do you have any other bags?
Just the one. Now, if you'd be so good as to show me the room, please.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. It's right up these stairs. This way.
Thank you.
You see, sir, there's just my husband and me here. And we're ever so quiet. I'm sure you'll find this room to your liking, sir. Here we are. Now, I'll just light the gas. There we are.
Very good. I think I'll like this room.
Yes, it is pleasant, isn't it? And there aren't many rooms with such pretty pictures, are there now? We've had them in the family for years, sir.
Pretty pictures interest me very little, but what does impress me about this room is the very simplicity of it, the bareness.
Yes, sir. It's not at all crowded, yes.
It would be quite suitable, Mrs...
Bunting, sir.
Ah, Miss Bunting. You see, I do a great deal of studying in my book here, the Holy Bible.
Yes, sir. And please let me help you with your bag.
No, don't you touch it.
Well, I only wish to help.
Forgive me, Mrs. Bunting, it's just that I'm quite weary. I'm very tired, see, I do a lot of studying.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course,
sir. He bringeth them here to their desired haven. Beautiful words, Miss Bunting.
Indeed, they are, sir.
And now, at last, I have found my haven of rest.
Yes, sir. Then you shall be taking the room?
Let us see. What are you going to charge me? I shall be staying in most of the time. I shall be wanting meals.
Oh, we can see to that, sir.
Now, Miss Bunting, if I pay you 42 shillings a week for this room, is that satisfactory?
Oh, why, yes, sir. That would be quite all right.
And I shall pay you several weeks in advance. My name is Sleuth.
Mr. Sleuth?
S-L-E-U-T-H. Think of a hound, Mrs. Bunting, and you'll never forget my name. And here are your 42 shillings.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And I think I shall enjoy a light supper now, Miss Bunting. Just bread and butter, perhaps. Could you arrange that?
Certainly, sir. I'll do that now. And if you'd be requiring any beer or spirits?
Certainly not.
Oh, sir, what did I say?
You understood me, Miss Bunting, and I had hoped that you and your husband were abstainers.
But we are, sir. We don't keep nothing about. We'd have to go out and...
Oh, of course. I'm sorry, Miss Bunting. I don't wish you to think me rude. You've been so kind and considerate.
I hope I know a gentleman when I see one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now I'll hurry along and get your supper.
Please stop that, do you hear?
Oh, sir, what did I do?
You were humming at music.
Oh, but I...
Music is an instrument of sin.
Oh, yes, sir.
And you did tell me, Miss Bunting, that your house would be absolutely quiet.
Oh, but it is, sir. I didn't mean any harm. Believe me, sir.
I believe you. I'm sorry I spoke sharply. I know you're trying to be considerate and kind.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So, he took the room at 42 shillings a week?
Yes, in advance.
You know, Ellen, it's wonderful. Do you realize what this means? We can have Daisy back.
Yes, I know. Here, Robert, a warm teapot, and put some tea leaves in it.
Righto, we can have her back with us tomorrow. You know something, old girl? We're not going to worry too much about Daisy falling prey to that Avenger fellow.
Whatever do you mean, Robert?
Well, she's not a girl who takes the drink, you know.
And what's that to do with it? Please.
Oh, something I read in the paper while you were upstairs with the gentleman. They just found that every one of the Avengers' victims had been drinking. They figure he must be some sort of rabid abstainer.
What a particular chap.
What's that sound?
That's Mr. Sleuth. He has a limp and uses a cane.
Why, he's pacing around like that.
Never mind that now. Hurry, Robert. Put the butter on the tray. Hurry with it. Yes, now the tea. I suppose it's all in order. Open the door, Robert, and I'll take it up to him right away.
There you go, old girl. First thing in the morning, I'm going to fetch Daisy and bring her home. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, Ellen. Wonderful. Hurry up with the supper, old girl.
Oh, I mustn't do that.
Let not thy mind be drawn away in her ways, neither be thou deceived with her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded, and the strongest have been slain by her.
Mr. Sleuth?
Miss Bunting!
Oh!
You will please knock before entering in the future, Miss Bunting.
Oh, sir, your tray. I'll tidy it up all for you straight away and put another kettle on.
And that won't be necessary. I have decided to go for a walk. It is a pleasant night for one.
Tonight? Well, very well, Mr. Sleuth. I'll have this all tidied up by the time you return.
Very well.
Oh, why, Mr. Sleuth, you...
Yes, what is it?
Those pictures, those pretty girls. You've turned all their faces to the wall.
Yes, I've turned them to the wall because they're wicked and sinful.
Oh, but sir, I...
Don't you agree, Miss Bunting, that everything wicked and sinful should be purged from the earth?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm very glad to hear that, Miss Bunting. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go. Good night, Miss Bunting.
Ellen rushed to the window to watch as Mr. Sleuth moved off down the street, his single bag in hand and black cape swirling about him. Finally, he was lost in the fog. She stared after him for a long while before doing the dishes and retiring for the evening. And a restless night she had. Almost dawn before she had convinced herself that, at most, Mr. Sleuth was a trifle odd. And after all, paying 42 shillings, maybe he had a right to his strange ways. It was daylight when she was suddenly awakened by the shouting of the newsboy.
Horrible murder. Read all about it. Murders at King's Cross last night. Avenger strikes again.
Ellen was a little frightened to meet our lodger the next morning. She couldn't quite understand her uneasiness in his presence. The lodger's sudden appearance promised to save their household, but where did he go that night? Disappearing into the London fog? Since Mr. Bunting had gone to meet Daisy, Mr. Sleuth ate breakfast alone. Ellen watched him through the crack in the door. Finally, she went in with more tea.
More tea, Mr. Sleuth?
Thank you, Miss Bunting, but I don't care for any more tea. You're very kind, but I have to go on with my work now, if you'll excuse me.
Her fear really changed to pity then. He seemed so helpless and tired, and he was so considerate. Why was she so uneasy? It must be all that talk of the Avenger and the horrible murders on everyone's lips. This man couldn't be a murderer. It was all a coincidence. Besides, she just couldn't afford to lose that 42 shillings a week. Around 10 in the morning, Mr. Sleuth left the house and Ellen decided to go upstairs and have a look about his room. She had to find out what he carried in his one piece of luggage. It wasn't a bag, it was more like a case. Yes. A case for a knife. Ellen rushed up the stairs, her heart beating wildly at the thought she'd have of the case. No, there wasn't anything in his closet. She went over to the chest of drawers against the wall, nothing in the top one. In the next one, there was just some socks and underclothes. The next one was empty. There was only one place for the small, narrow case, the bottom drawer, and it was locked. She pulled and pulled at it, and suddenly, she heard the front door open downstairs.
Oh, you're upstairs, Ellen? Daisy's here.
Oh, good heavens! Oh, Mother! It's so good to see you. It's so good to be home. Why? Whatever's the matter?
Yes, you're quite right, Ellen.
It's well. I'm all right. I'm all right. It's just that I wasn't expecting you so soon.
It's good to be back, Mother. The country's all right, but there's nothing like London now, is there?
No, there isn't.
Well, as long as that Avenger's about, you're going to have to keep this young lady indoors, London or no London, and we're going to have to do something about those blonde locks.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll dye 'em, maybe.
Oh, well, Daisy, I might as well get you settled.
You see, Father? What did I tell you? She'll have a dust cloth in my hand before I have my coat off.
Oh, Mr. Sleuth?
What are you all doing in my room?
We were just leaving, sir.
I require privacy, Miss Bunting. I thought I had made that very clear.
You did, Mr. Sleuth. You did.
From now on, Miss Bunting, I shall keep my room locked.
Oh, but you see, sir, I was just tidying up a bit, and Mr. Bunting, he brought our daughter home. She just arrived. This is Daisy.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
She's been away for quite a long while, you see, Mr. Sleuth, and we've all been a bit excited, you might say.
Yes.
You were probably surprised to hear us laughing and carrying on.
Yes, I must say I was. But then there are different kinds of joy, are there not, Daisy?
Yes, I'm sure there are.
Yes, there is the despicable evil joy of the abandoned, and then there is the divine joy of happiness and of the blessed. A vast difference, that. You understand that, don't you, Daisy?
Why, yes, Mr. Sleuth.
I certainly hope so, Daisy. Nowadays, there are so very few young women like yourself who do.
Why, Mr. Sleuth, you mean a girl's not to enjoy life at all? Not have any fun?
Enjoyment and fun, my child, are the devil's breeding ground. All his implements are there. Pleasure and impropriety, temptation of music and dancing.
There's nothing I like better than dancing, and I'm not.
You like to dance?
She doesn't know what she's saying. Mr. Sleuth, she's just a child. Daisy, you know you've never been one for dancing. You never learned how.
But I did learn, Mother, while I was away. What's so wrong about it? What's the harm in dancing?
It says she lies in wait as for prey and increases the transgressions among men.
I don't know what you mean. I never heard such poppycock.
Poppycock? You call the scripture poppycock?
Daisy! Daisy, go in the front room!
It's all right, Miss Bunting. It's all right. I'm used to that kind of talk. Good day.
He's a queer one, all right, but such a gentleman, too.
It's because of the rent Mr. Sleuth is paying that we're able to have you home, my Daisy.
Well, in that case, I suppose he's not so bad after all.
But he is.
What?
Ellen.
Daisy, I do not want you to be alone with Mr. Sleuth. Will you promise me that, Daisy?
But why should I make such a promise?
What's come over you, Ellen?
Nothing. My nerves, I'd imagine. Perhaps I'll go out for a while and get some air.
For a moment, Ellen was about to tell Daisy and Robert of her awful suspicions, but she stopped. They were only suspicions. At the same time, she had a thought. She'd go to the coroner's inquest they were having for the Avengers' latest victim, hoping to hear something said that would clear her suspicions of the lodger. At least she'd give him this last chance. A lady was testifying as Ellen took her seat. The witness had seen the Avenger from her window, she said, and her description of him didn't tally with the Mr. Sleuth at all. I can't tell you how relieved Ellen was, until it was pointed out that the witness couldn't possibly have seen anyone that night from her window because of the fog. Then, the next witness was a Mr. Cannot. Ellen leaned forward anxiously as they swore him in and began asking questions.
You say, Mr. Cannot, you are positive that you saw this man?
Positive, sir. It was only a few moments before the murder that I saw the Avenger.
Describe him.
Well, he wore a black cape, and he was very gaunt-looking. He walked with a bit of a limp and carried a cane. Oh, and he was carrying a small handbag.
A handbag?
Oh, yes, sir. A small, narrow handbag. Such as one might contain a knife.
Oh my God!
Order, please. Silence in the court. Proceed, Mr. Cannot.
Well, he seemed an educated man. I judge, but quite mad.
What do you mean by that?
Well, as he emerged from the fog, he was talking aloud to himself. Sounded as if he was reciting scriptures from the Bible.
Blast you out of the back, I'm gonna hear. Why, never!
There was no doubt about it now. Ellen was certain that Mr. Sleuth was the Avenger. She ran out of the courtroom as quickly as she could, running and walking. Somehow, as the nightmare of terror grew bigger and bigger inside her, she was three streets from her home when she saw her husband, Robert. One thought hit her clearly. She realized Daisy must be home, alone with the Avenger.
Robert! Robert!
Ellen, what is it?
Robert, where's Daisy?
Why, she's at Madame Tussaud's wax museum.
Whatever is she doing there?
The lodger, Mr. Sleuth, invited her there.
What? Our lodger? He's the Avenger!
Whatever are you saying?
Listen, Robert, listen. Mr. Sleuth is the Avenger. I am 100% of it.
Well, let Daisy go with him.
Hurry, Robert, hurry! To Madame Tussaud's, we have no time to spare.
Racing as they'd never before, Ellen and Robert ran through the town and toward Madame Tussaud's. They searched madly through the museum until there was only one place left to look, the Chamber of Horrors.
Listen, it says here that these are actual death masks of some of England's most notorious killers.
I'm afraid I find this section of the museum all a bit too ghoulish for my taste. Suppose we return to see the Last Supper again.
Oh, come now. Don't you like a nice fright every now and then?
Do I frighten you, Daisy?
Daisy! Daisy?
Daisy, where are you?
Daisy! Daisy! Daisy!
Why, that's Mother and Father. I'm in here.
Daisy.
Where is he?
Who, Mother?
Where's Mr. Sleuth?
Why, I'm not sure where he's gone. He was right here. Oh, there he is. Mister!
Stop! No, Daisy, he's the Avenger.
What?
Mr. Sleuth is the Avenger.
Over the weeks that followed, the Avenger murders seemed to stop, and the Buntings never saw Mr. Sleuth again. He had vanished as suddenly as he had arrived. Each night, as she prepared for bed, Ellen found herself haunted by the thought of him.
Ready for bed, my dear?
Yes, Robert.
Good night, my love.
Good night.
Sweet dreams, my pet.
You too. Robert?
Yes?
Where's Daisy?
She wanted to go get her mind off things. She's at the music hall.
Well, I suppose there's safety in numbers. Right, Robert?
How many?
One, please.
How many?
One, please.
Extra! Extra! Avenger strikes again. Avenger kills blonde at music hall.